You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Hey, Jenny, good morning. Welcome to Second Date Update. How can we help you with Sam?
Good morning. If you guys can get him to pick up the phone, that would be a start.
Right.
Well, my text.
Well, if you can, I don't know if we can either. But so he's not responding to anything, Jenny?
No, not in 2 whole weeks.
Okay.
Dang. Can you tell us, like, go back to the date itself? Like, how did it go? Can you tell us a bit about it?
I thought it was really cool. It was nice and easy. We warmed up with cappuccinos. We had a really great conversation.
Okay, so the classic coffee date, which we're a fan of. And how did the conversation go? What did you talk about?
I feel like we covered everything. We talked about work, our families, pop culture. He was teasing me a bit for having a K-beauty obsession, but to be fair, he thought I meant K-pop. So,
okay. Do you know what that is, PT?
No, what's
K-beauty?
Sorry.
So we can understand his confusion. All right, but you say you got along really well with Sam, Jenny.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was positive I was going to hear from him right away. We had great chemistry.
Is there anything that we should know about that might have been an awkward moment or a red flag or yellow flag or whatever?
I mean, there was maybe a couple of, like, awkward pauses, but I think that's the norm on a first date, right? So, yeah. I mean, nothing crazy came up, I promise.
Well, if our show is any indication, it's pretty normal. All right, so we've heard all of this before, Jenny, and that's, you know, could be good news for you because these things, you know, you never know if they're going to work out or not, but hopefully we're going to get some answers. So I want you to hold on. I know you've heard some of these crazy stories on Second Date Update, but we'll hopefully get some answers here from Sam and who knows, maybe get you to a second date. At least get him to respond to your texts or calls. So hold on right there. We're coming right back. 3 minutes away, the second half of Second Date Update with Thunder and PT next.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Now every weekday morning on the 40s in the morning with Thunder and PT, Second Date Update. We've been talking to Jenny, who kept things simple on her first date, her introduction to Sam.
Well, I thought it was really cool. It was nice and easy. We warmed up with cappuccinos. We had a really great conversation. I feel like we covered everything. We talked about work, our families, pop culture.
And that was 2 weeks ago, and as you can probably guess, there's been no response from Sam since that first date, so we're here to at least find out why.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Sam, please?
Yep, this is him. What's going on?
Hi, Sam. First of all, good morning, and it's not a sales call or anything like that. We do have to tell you up front that we are on the radio this morning because we're Thunder and PT, and we're calling from 102.9 The Wolf.
Good morning, Sam.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And we heard from someone that you met recently on a first date.
She kind of asked if we could reach out to you on her behalf.
Yeah, do you remember Jenny? You guys went out for a coffee date a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, what for?
Okay, so she told us that, Sam, that she really enjoyed her time with you, sitting down, conversing, getting along, connecting on all kinds of levels. But she hasn't heard from you since your first date a couple of weeks ago.
And would you mind telling us why you haven't gotten back to her?
Her obsession. It doesn't work for me.
Okay, is this about her interest in K-beauty or something?
No. That was harmless enough. At least she's not into teenage boy bands, right? That's kind of what I thought it was at first.
Okay, then could you just tell us what the issue is with Jenny?
She's got like a packet of these wipes, these sanitizer wipes or whatever, and she goes to town with them, man.
Okay, so like, she overuses them, or?
Yeah, it's borderline OCD. I mean, she used one before she ate her cookie. Fair enough, cool. But when I came back from the restroom, everything was wet. She must have wiped down the entire table. I mean, I was like coughing, I was sneezing. I don't know, I'm kind of starting to think I've developed an allergy to these things.
You spilled your cappuccino. Look, I just wanted to leave the table clean for the next people.
Yeah, okay, Sam, I'm sorry. Yeah, Jenny, I thought she was on hold, and she's actually, we talked to her on the radio here a few minutes ago, and then we called you up, and I thought, anyway, Jenny, what's going on here with this these sanitizing wipes?
It's flu season. What do you want? I'm just trying to stay healthy. I'm trying to protect both of us.
Did you sanitize your phone before answering it?
I did. Doesn't everyone?
Okay, maybe not everyone.
The phone?
I mean, Jenny, okay. So you're just a little overzealous with the wipes.
Jenny, you can do what you want, all right? Why use the one that smells like a swimming pool crossed with dryer sheets? I mean, don't you think that stinks? Like, I got it ingrained in my brain.
First of all, phones are dirtier than toilets, okay? And it's scented, and it kills 99.something% of germs.
Okay.
That's all I'm trying to do.
Is it the need to sanitize everything, Sam, that was bugging you, or the smell?
Or both?
More the smell, but definitely the need.
You just don't want to be with somebody that... And do you think you... Jenny, do you think you do clean, like, more than most people you know? Do you think it's an inadequate amount of sterilization and sanitation? Or do you just think you're normal?
I think most people don't clean enough, and that's where they get sick all the time.
Right. So you're just trying to stay healthy. But she was wiping everything down. Sam, when you came back from the bathroom, you could tell that everything had been wiped down.
Everything. The chair. Well, I'm surprised you didn't start mopping the
floor. That's a lot. All right. So, listen, I mean, I like the smell of bleach, but could you, Sam, overlook Jenny's need for sanitizer and possibly give her another chance, because we got some connections. Maybe a second day would be on us.
Look, I got to be honest with you. If I wanted to hang out in the scent of a car air freshener, I'd be dating a taxi. And not the driver. I mean the actual car.
Wow, you are so rude. You know, your chair was sticky, so you're welcome. But I wouldn't date you if the other option was living with 13 cats. So, you know, at least the cats would be cuddly.
Okay, so it seems like the only...
They'd probably be shaved and wiped down.
Oh, all right. So the only thing you guys agree on is that you don't want to see each other again. I'm guessing, Jenny, now that's the way you feel.
Yeah, no, but he's totally rude. Okay. Not my type.
Well, let's wipe another one.
Hey.
Into the record
clean
book.
Slate.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, I guess that sums it up. Jenny, Sam, good luck staying disinfected, and thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.